We are learning Maseches Yuma Daf Chav Gimel Amud Aleph, and we are beginning on Chav Beis Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, what the end of the line? Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Primar Loi Nimshicha Malchus Beis Shaul. We know that Shaul HaMelech, his Malchus ended with him. And afterwards it went to Shevet Yehuda, to David HaMelech, who his, and David HaMelech's Malchus continued for a lot of years.
Isn't David
HaMelech his son? So Salomon has no din anyway, but... David HaMelech had a lot of wives, but one of his wives was Shaul's daughter, yes. Michal Bas Shaul. Why wasn't Malchus Beis Shaul, why didn't it continue? Because there was no problem in the yichus of the family or anything that there was some doifi, which was something like not good that in the yichus or in his background. You don't appoint a leader over a tzibra, unless he has a basket of shrotzim tied in back of him. Because this way, if he ever gets too haughty and he's too big of a big shot, we tell him, look where you came from. Your family's not so great either. Your background's not so great either. Therefore, he has to have some kind of background. Shaul was came from a very nice family, and he was a tzaddik all his life. So therefore, his malchus was not nimshach. Mashiach and David HaMelech, we know that David HaMelech's yichus came from Rus, and he was a shepherd. He wasn't royalty, and that is why he was able to continue his malchus. Om Rav Yehuda, Omar Rav. Peman Nena Shaul. Beplay Shemachal HaKvoidei. Why did Shaul get a inish? The Gemara said before that the reason was because he didn't kill out Amalek. But Rashi explained, the question is, how did it come to this? What was his inish that he came to this Avera? The reason why is because he was Meichal on his Kavod. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, right when he became king, first, when he right became king, the B'nai B'lial said, who is this person? He's not going to help us anything. And he was quiet. And then right after there was a war, and there was a maisa there, and Shaul HaMelech killed him out. So when that happened, the people all saw that Shaul HaMelech really was a very good king. So they told Shmuel that we should kill the Bnei Bial. They were married to Malchus. But Shaul said no. The lashon of Shaul is the pasuk I brought down here, but it's in Shmuel Yud Aleph Gimel Aleph Yud Aleph Yud Gimel. The pasuk says Lo Yomus Ish Lo Yumas Ish B'Yom Hazeh. Don't kill anyone today. So he was Meichel on his covered, and that was considered a taina. A king has to have a certain shtalts. That's what it says Melech Shmach Hakvoidai. Because they have to have a certain leadership, and that was a shtickle taina on Shaul HaMelech. Om Rav Yechem Shem Shem Yeh Tzadok. Continuing the same type of idea. Called Talmud Chacham Shein Noikim V'Noiter K'Nachash. Any Talmud Chacham that's not Noikim, doesn't take the comma. V'Noiter means he keeps the sinner in his heart. K'Nachash Einoi Talmud Chacham. Nachash is the semel. Is the picture of Eva, because it says in the pasuk, "Ve'eva yashus beinicha beinicha ve'ni." Between whatever lashon of pasuk is and that pasuk, that the nachash is someone who has Eva. So in noikim noitim kenachash in the Talmud Chacham. Frank the Gemara, how can you say that you're mechuyev to be noikim noitim? It's a laugh in the Torah. But if leisikoim leisidei, you shouldn't take the comma. You shouldn't harbor the ananasvi in your heart. So Mar says, "Who be mamain who dechsev? That's by mamain, not by tsar the gufa. That's by mamain, and not by tsar of the guf, not physical tsar or mental tsar. That's all talk about mamain dechsev. What's an example in the brisa of lesiko and lesidor by mamain? The tayunt of brisa ezu nekima. What's called nekama? Ezu netira. What's called revenge? What's called netira? Nekima. What's revenge? Amaloi hashileini maglecha. He goes over to his friend and says, 'Can you lend me a sickle?' Amaloi laugh. I don't know. I can't give it to you." Lamachar, the next day, the friend comes to him. Amaloi, who hashlemi kardumucha? Lend me your axe. Amaloi, eini mashilcha gedarus toya shaltani. I am not going to lend it to you, so you can lend it to me. That's called revenge. That's called nekama. What is it called? Netira. Amaloi, eini mash. Amaloi, finish this. Amaloi, lav. Lamachar, amaloi hashlemi kardumucha. Amaloi, eini mashilcha gedarus toya shaltani. Is zuinikim. Yeah, is zuinetira. What's called netira? Amalei hashlein karducha. He says, lend me your axe. Amalei loy. Lamalcha amalei comes up to you. Hashlein chalukah. Lend me your shirt. Amalei. He says, yeah, I'm gonna give it to you, but I'm not like you. Amalei helich any kemayis. Here it is, but I'm not like you. Shlei shetani that you didn't lend me anything. That's called netira. So what's the Gemara's tarot right now? That is the chiluk between mamoin and tsar de gufa. Mamoin, you're not allowed to have unaykev unayter, and tsar de gufa, you are. And we'll talk about halacha lemaisa in a second when we finish the two dots. But tsar de gufa loy, but what?
What tsar de gufa mean?
Tsar de gufa means that someone hurt the person, or he hurt the person with words, either physical pain or mental pain. There's two ways to hurt someone. Either with his mamoin, you don't lend him something, you do something with his mamoin. Or it means you hurt him, or you bother him. So that's tsar de gufa. Tomorrow's assuming right now, tsar de gufa, you're allowed to take revenge, and you're allowed to harbor it in your heart that this guy didn't do good to you. So that's what tomorrow says right now. Tsar de gufa loy, but you're telling me tsar de gufa, you are allowed to be noikem v'noiter, you're allowed to take revenge. People who hear abuse and they don't give it back. They hear things bad about them and they don't answer. People do mitzvahs mahava svechim v'isurim. Aleihem, on these type of people, akos v'imer v'oyavav kitzeis Hashem v'gurasoi. That the people who Hashem loves goes out like the shemesh v'gurasoi. Why is it nidba to shemesh? Why is the muscle of shemesh? Because the sun also, when the levana said that we don't want to be shamans together, the two big Mayrois, the sun didn't say anything. And because of that, he was talking Zaycheh, that he stayed big and the moon got smaller. Like upon him, people who don't answer back and they listen and they're a cherpa, they don't answer, they are it's a big schus for them. So how can you say that you're allowed to be Noikum Noikum? It's mashma, you can't. So tomorrow, Olam, the Nakalei Belibe. That avada you shouldn't say anything, but you are allowed to keep it in your heart. And the first we explained that if you keep it in your heart, then the guy might get a einish because you still didn't wear a meichel. Break the mavam or rava call mavam midaisav yilai call v'shav. You're supposed to be even meichel. It says mavam midaisav. You have to give in and be mevater and say, you know, I don't care. My yilai call v'shav. And for the Gemara, mefais. It's only if he asks mechila, then you should be meichel. But if he doesn't ask mechila, you're allowed to be nakale b'libay. So now, in Halacha Lamaisa, the Chavetz Chaim in the Psicha about Lavin Ches and Tes, he brings on some Rishayim Taka hold that Halacha Lamaisa is no Isser Nekiva and Atira by Tzara de Gufa, only by Mammon. But the Rambam and the Chinuch HaMashma that you do have Loisikem Loisidar even by Tzara de Gufa, and they learned the Gemara, when the Gemara answers, Mara asked a kasha from and Elavim and Elavim. The Gemara was Chayzer from said before. Avada there is a iser to take revenge even by Tzara de Gufa. But what's allowed is to keep it in your heart. That you're allowed to do. When it comes to Tzara de Gufa, you keep it in your heart. You just can't say anything. You can't do anything because of that. But you're allowed to keep it in your heart. That's all the Gemara is saying. Lamaskon. That's how Rambam and the Chinuch learns. Look at a big discussion in the Chavetz Chaim with Rebbe Maariv Chaim. It's a person in the bottom of the Chavetz Chaim, the Baron Chaim has a big arichas on this and explains, goes through this whole sugya for the different Rishonim, what's the halacha, leisikoim, leisita. So, the Gemara Vayit, Zen our Mishnah, that when you do the lottery, what do? You either stick out one finger or two fingers. Mayim Tzien, Achas Eshtayim, one or two fingers. And then they count, take the number, and they count it up, and wherever it lands on, he wins the lottery to do the Tshuma Sedeshan. And we saw two other things as well. The Gzira Eitzim and the Sidra HaMarach, the Gemara said. Al Kaponim, what's the thing? Either one finger or two fingers? Which one? So Terence says, sounds like I could put either one finger or two fingers. So the Gemara says, Hash Toshtayim Eitzim, Achas Mabai. If you want to just say, you should say, I could stick out up to two fingers. What's Achas Toshtayim? What does that mean? Hash Toshtayim Eitzim, Achas Mabai. You have to tell me one. Amrav Chistol, Kasha, Kam Mabari, Kam Bechoyle. One's talking about a case, a person who's physically well, and the other person is a chayla who can't hold out one finger. Some people who, the hands like shake a little bit, they can't hold one finger out. There's only two fingers at a time. They only could do two fingers at a time. That's a chayla, and that's the case. I can ask you, how can you do avoida? Is chayla? The Teretz says it must be that He's not such a big chayla. Like the Rishash asked that, chayla is possible to do avayda. He's not such a chayla. It's just he has problems with his fingers. He can't, he's not so physically robust that he's so strong guy, but he could pick up a shovel and do tremendous, or he could pick up a maracha and pick up a piece of wood and put it on. Doesn't mean he can hold his fingers out. That's what you have to say. I did not find this kash anywhere, but that's what you have to say. Omrav chista, loy kash, kam bari kam b'chayla. So basically, like, the word tarot is like this. I'm learning like Rashi's pshat. Not like the Rambam, like Rashi's pshat. That you only count one finger anyway. Just if a guy can't hold that one finger, he holds a two, but it's only counted as one. It's only counted as one. So, achas ashtayim, it's only counted as one, but if he can't put out one, he puts out two. Vatanya, we learned that a braisa has a raya to this. Achas metziyim, shtayim metziyim. Let's take out one finger, not two fingers. Medvar mur mabari. Avachayla filo shtayim metziyim. By a bari, it's one. By a chayla, he didn't do two. Vayechidim, and the people who are sick, who are sitting on the side, they're mitzim shtayim, ve'im mayim l'alachas. They also can stick out two fingers, but your might only count one. Ve'im mayim l'alachas. Ve'im mayim l'alachas. Only counted as one. Ve'atayim l'utar b'raisam. Ve'im mitzim lo yishlish v'lo yigoydol. You're not allowed to stick out. There's a regular coin, not a regular coin. You're not allowed to stick out a thumb or his middle finger. And the reason is because somehow you can separate them a little bit and make it like count like two different people. Because the Ramayim, if you stuck at your middle finger, then Mayim Loi, you do count it. Goydol ain't Mayim Loi. But Goydol, you don't count. And the reason is because a Goydol, you can separate it well. The middle finger, you shouldn't do it, but you can't separate it so well, so it's not Mamash or Ramayim. Veloyoid, if you stick at a Goydol, not only don't you get counted, but you get patch also. Veloyoid, Elo Shaloika, Minhamimnuna, Mavakia. And you get lashes from the one who's in charge of the bakia. And we'll see what that means in a second. What's the kash in the bride? So it sounds like when you stick out a shlish, it sounds like the Gemara, you count that as well. My mayim loy, nami. That's the first kash. The Gemara thought mayim loy shlish means another one, altogether two. And for the Gemara, no. My moinim loy nami achas. But it says they count the third finger, it means also one. All it means all is one. Not two. So akapanim, that's very clear if you're Rashi. They only count one. A chaylo can't take out one finger, can just take out two fingers. Now if someone sticks out a gaidel, he gets disqualified. Why? Because by a gaidel he can separate enough to make his believers two people and count it as two. And therefore making the number come quicker to him if he chaps, that the number will land up to him if he sticks out that goydel. Therefore, because of the Ramai, because of the tricksters, we say that if he sticks out that goydel, he's disqualified. Not only is he disqualified, he gets lashes from the Mamuna on the Pekia. What's Pekia mean? My Pekia. Omarav Madro. My Madro, it's a Madro. Rapapa mitarka detayi the Pasuk Reishi. It's a whip from the Arabs who, where the top of the whip is in a bunch of little strings, it like separates into a bunch of little strings, and that hurts much more. And that's what it means, pekiah. Pekiah means lashon pisukustakum, lashon of separating and cracks. That's what Rashi says, and that's what it means. He gets lashes with a pekiah, with from the munah pekiah, which is a special type of whip that it's at the end of it is frayed, and that hurts more. Omar Abaya, so now we get into Shkolem a little bit, a few lines. Omar Abaya, Reisha Amina, Hadathan, that's what it says in the Mishnah in Shkolem, Ben Biboyi Mamuna al Pakia. It says, all the Mamunim there, you know, Psachia, and all the other, and all the Mamunim there in that Mishnah, it says that Ben Biboyi Mamuna al Pakia. So I thought meant Psilta, he was in charge of the wicks. Kiritnan, Mibloyi Mikhase Kahanim, from the worn out clothing of the Kahanim, Mehemaneim, and from their shirts, Mehemayafkim, from that they used to make wicks, or Mehemayafkim, they used to light the candles with that. But now, they get patch from the one, lashes from the ones in charge of the Pekia, I mean, my Pekia Nagda. I see Pekia means really a whip. So I kind of Gemara here. The problem is, we learn from the Shkolem, Daf Yudalit, you see Klar, that there means Dafka wicks. Gemara's a whole Maisa there, that he was in charge of the wicks. So it's Mechlekes Yushalmi and Bavli, what Mamuna al Pekia is exactly. If you look at the Rambam doesn't, when he brings in all the Mamunim, he doesn't mention Mamuna al Pekia. So the Rivet asks, what happened to the Mamuna on the wicks? So Zokta Kesef Mishnah, what do you mean? The Ram is going like the Bavli in this case, where the Bavli paskins the Munna on the Malkus. I widen the count that in the Beis Hamikdash then, because the Beis Hamikdash is only counting the ones who are charged with things that have to do with Beis Hamikdash. This Munna on the Malkus was for Agan's Klai, so it was only to do with the Beis Hamikdash. He was the Munna up here, it meant for the whole region. It didn't mean Dafka for Beis Hamikdash. And therefore, we have Machlekes here, Mesech L'Shkol, and Mesech L'Shkol, what Munna al Pekir means. Says our Mishnah, they used to run up the Kevesh, and what happened was is that someone fell off and broke his foot, therefore they misakein that you make a lottery. They were both running up the Kevesh and they were tied. One of them got a little, you know, their mom was tied in the last second. One of the Kahanim got within the four Amos before his friend, and his friend, Natal Sakin, took a knife, betokalei believe, and killed him. So Amar Rav Tzadik, Amailas Ulam, Ba'omar, and he said, Amailas Ulam means outside in the Harabais, Rashi says. But there was the stages on the Harabais. He got up on a stage, Ba'omar, Achenu Beisrael, Shimu, it says in the Pasuk, Yimotzei Chol Ba'adama. If someone finds a dead person on the ground, the Yotzei Zekinech of a Sheif Techa. And says they go out and they have to bring a egla arufa. Onu amilo havi egla arufa. The ear of the azaros. Who's responsible? The ear of the azaros. Go kol am bevchia. Bo av v'shatinuk, the father of this tinuk, of his young kayin, came and matzuk hashum afarfer. He saw that he was still alive, still breathing. Oma harehu kaparaschem. He said to the kahanim, this is your kapara. V'adayim v'ni mefarfer v'linit v'sakin. And the sakin did not get tummy yet. Take the sakin out. This is the father who's worried about the sakin right now, the klisharis, which is he's supposed to be worried about the klisharis coming tummy, but that's what he was thinking. So the gemara says shikol taina lamdecha shakosh aleim taras kelim. It was more important than the taras of kelim yosim shvichas damim, more than shvichas damim. And like it says in the pasuk in the first pasuk about Menashe, it says v'chinu oimer v'gam dam nok yishofach Menashe harbe meoid ad hashamilei yishushalayim pelepe. So you see that they weren't so makbid, enough makbid on Shvichas Dam. We'll see on the Gemara base that speaks this out, and that was Shtikol Taina on them. Akaponim, so here we have another mice, besides the mice breaking your foot, we have a mice over here that someone actually got killed from this race up the Kevesh.